parting for the band that was on before us. So we made our set list kind of dancey for you. We know it's a little bit hot out there. We're gonna rock out for you this afternoon. We're the Ducks from Canada and the United States. So glad to be here at Del Fest.
Yeah.
How's it going, folks? You enjoying the festival? Us too, we just got here. We did a show last night in Colorado Springs. Just a little down the road. Here we go. This is an old favorite called Mama's Gonna Bargain with the Old Cook Pot. It's on a record called Migrations, produced by Tim O'Brien. And we're glad to be playing up against Tim O'Brien. Actually, we're not too glad about that, but we're glad to be here with him.
Started off in Colorado. We had a show in Denver 2 nights ago, and then played at this festival in Colorado. And we loaded up our van right off the stage, got on the road, returned the rental, and got onto an airplane, and then got off that airplane and got into another airplane. There was only one screaming child. We're here, and we're thrilled to be here. This festival has an amazing reputation. Every artist that we talk to is super jealous that they're not here.
The other festival we were at was jealous that it wasn't Delfest. But it was a nice festival. Thank you. We got more of that coming.
This one's by Tracy Chapman. It's called Mountains of Things.
About a dozen years ago, a great band called Val for Toujours wrote a song called La Chandelle est allumée, which means the candle is still burning, and it's about Cajun culture. And but they took this melody from a song called Lazy John, which comes from the Appalachian tradition. And so we're sort of gonna turn that all upside down, and we're gonna play Lazy John in a Cajun tradition. So here we go. going to a dance on a Saturday night. Going to dance till the morning light. I'm gonna bring my baby back home. Lazy John, you gotta get your days work all done. You're in the shade, I'm in the sun. Once you get away, lazy John, lazy John. Shade, I'm in the sun. Once you get away.
I guess it would be a good idea to mention that we have a brand new record that isn't actually officially out for the general public until June 24th. But we have it with us for you guys.
All right, everyone. We took a highway in the sky today, even though we missed most of it because I was drooling on my neighbor. You know, it's funny, we're all rock stars up here, but the whole rest of the time you ought to see us. It's quite something. But in any case, this song is about another journey I took one time through the night with my friend Jonathan Bird. He's a great songwriter from down in North Carolina. We flew on different planes from Europe, and we didn't know we were doing that. We ran into each other at JFK, and we were going to take a flight down to Raleigh, North Carolina, when they canceled the flight. So I suggested sharing a hotel room and catching the flight in the morning, but my friend Jonathan, he wanted to see his girlfriend real bad before she went to work. He didn't want to have to wait till the end of the day when she got home from work. So I asked him what he wanted to do about that, and he said, well, let's drive to North Carolina. So it was like 10:30 at night, and it was hailing and raining and crazy, and we'd been flying from Europe, and he's like, you want to take the first shift? I'm like, okay, sure. We're George Washington Bridge in New York City. Prairie Manitoba boy here driving the George Washington Bridge in New York City after jet lag. Oh, my God. But then we got off the turnpike, and we got onto this funny highway called the 95 South on the way down to Kakalaki, and we wrote this song to stay awake. And so it's all a call and response, and we'd all love it if you would sing with us. You up for it?
Yeah.
All right. you so much, gang. That was awesome. I'd just like to mention that this fella on the far end there on the guitar from Joliette, Quebec is Monsieur Colin Savoie-Lévesque.
Merci beaucoup.
All right, we're going to play a traditional gospel song for you now off our self-titled record. Personally, I believe that this song called True Religion is about exactly the experience that we are all sharing right here, right now, which is community coming together and celebrating life and music. So, this one's called True Religion.
Oh!
have this very vivid memory of performing that song in Florida and someone in the middle of it yelling, "I'll make up your bed, baby!"
All right, I'm going to do my very best Mumford & Sons impression now. Just kidding. I promise I'm not going to do that. But here's a love song written by my good friend Lydia Garrison. It's called Burn. You know, before I got into playing old time music, I was a big fan of Led Zeppelin and like Rush and U2 and all that. But this is my chance to really bring these two worlds together. I was in actually a cover band called Visions of Insanity, and we played Guns N' Roses, and I was the synthesizer player. We never made it out of the basement. Thank you.
Well, we are just having so much fun with this new lineup and playing all this new stuff for you. It's very exciting. We're going to play the title track from our new record for you now. This one was written by Beth Nielsen Chapman. And it was on the table for a Ducks record probably about 8 years ago, but we never ended up doing it. And I was reminded of this song by our friend Steve Fischel. And he said, when I was looking for solo stuff, so I started doing this song as a duo, actually, but I could always hear the fiddle and banjo on it. It needed to be duckified. And it did, and it's the title track of the record. It's called Beyond the Blue.
Well, thanks so much, everybody. We've had just a fantastic time. This is our last song. We're going to be here tomorrow on the big grandstand stage at 12:30. Come on out. We had such a great time. From Brooklyn, New York, everybody, on percussion and drums, that's Mr. Ken Garcia. Once again on the fiddle, from Ithaca, New York, that's Rosie Newton. And from Joliet, Quebec, on guitar, Colin Savoie-Levac.
On the five-string banjo from Winnipeg, Manitoba, he's my brother from another mother. Although our mothers are very close. It's true. This is our fearless leader, Mr. Leonard Vidalic, everyone.
And the only reason why I was able to get these great musicians to come on the road with us is because I get to still stand on the stage with Gypsy Baby, our lead singer. I'm not so sure if the rest of the gang would have come if she wasn't here. We're so thrilled to have her back here, and we're rocking out. This is a song about continuing to go forward and keep your head up no matter what kind of force of destruction and negativity may be pulling on your shirt, holding you back. This is about pulling your shoulders back, looking your head up, and rocking on, and giving lots of love, and taking lots of love, because everybody here is absolutely fantastic, no matter what you do. Thank you.
Georgia again. Mi Grand Prairie, Mi Grand Prairie de Manitoba. All along the Tibetan, me lo quisiera que me tibera. Pase tutto un gran camino, just a poor toy, just a poor man. Found me. Singapore.